Welcome to the Sedated Man Podcast. We're here to help you break free from all that's holding you down and provide you with the tools to embrace the brotherhood of Christ. It's time to stand back up and be the man you were meant to be. Here's your host, Mike Baker.
Recording. You gotta love Zoom. It always talks to you. Okay, so welcome to episode 98, the Salvation Series. Now, I told you on the Salvation Series that I was going to do some different things. Some things are going to be things you would expect to be in the Salvation Series, and some things are not going to be things you would expect to see in the Salvation Series. And the whole idea behind that is there are things affecting men's salvation I don't think they realize is affecting their salvation. Things that they're letting get in the way of their spiritual lives that should not be getting in the way. Okay. So the first one was once saved, the myth of once saved, always saved. If you would like to listen to that one, please go back. I'm not going to cover that here because that was something I saw starting to predominantly come through social media when spiritual things were being discussed. Today, you saw the title. I'm sure you're curious. It's the Keyboard Warrior. Now, why would I cover the Keyboard Warrior? And for those of you who are curious, as a side note, I'm testing a new microphone. I've got a wireless mic today. We're going to go for it. Says it's still on, so we're good. And I wanted to use the board, and I wanted to move around. And now you can see how much weight I've gained over the summer, too, but be that as it may. So my wife and I have, well, my wife has a YouTube channel, and we, over the years, have done tremendous amounts of counseling with married couples and their families, you know, as far as what the couple needs for spiritual things and for physical things, what they can be doing on a daily basis to continue to grow their marriage and, and ultimately their families. Okay. So we are a blended family, which means I've been married before. My wife's been married before. Now, there are a lot of you with opinions on that, and that's okay. For me, against me, I really don't care. All right. But in order for me to have a conviction, I have to a degree not care what your conviction is about it, unless we agree to sit down and discuss it. That's a different deal. If we agree to sit down and discuss it, then we can go over that. But that's when we agree. That's not when you shove down my throat what you think, or I shove down your throat what I think. Okay. So with that, we have a playlist on my wife's channel. And if you're curious, it's called Mom's Mixed Family Blender. You can go check it out. There's I think we've got 150 videos on there, or maybe 100 videos. I don't remember. Our subscribers are growing. There's a ton of blended families in the United States, and it's only getting to be more. It's getting to be the new normal, unfortunately. But we have a ton on there about how to be a blended family, how to deal with your ex. My wife and I have gotten nothing but hate. Now, I don't want to make it sound like we don't have encouraging people. There's a ton of people that have come to those videos and said, hey, really appreciate this. And that's great. I'm glad it would help. But then we get those who want to come in, and 9 times out of 10, they're dudes who want to school me on my adulterous relationship. The last clown actually called my wife an adulteress, and we nixed him because I about came unglued. All right. And you can actually see that interaction in there too. I don't delete my interactions because I want you guys to see him. The Keyboard Warrior, that guy is destroying men in churches. Destroying men. What is a keyboard warrior? Let's start with that. A keyboard warrior is somebody who, by emotion alone, has to get on and correct somebody else. If you want to get on social media, because that's where it happens, obviously, it's keyboard stuff. If you want to get on and make a correction to something somebody says, because you feel that strongly about it, you're convicted about it, obviously they've put it out in social media, so therefore it's fair game, then by all means say something, but say it and be smart about it. Bring facts. Don't just bring your opinion. Your opinion means not. But let me tell you what that does to you. It gives you endorphins, makes you feel better about you know, schooling that person. But what it's really doing is it's chipping away at your spiritual life. There are a ton of people I hear say, well, my citizenship is in heaven, not in the United States. That's kind of their go-to now. Well, that's correct, but not correct. You see Paul back in, I wrote it down. You see Paul back in Romans 12 using his Roman citizenship. Paul was not ashamed to be a Roman. Take a look. He used it when he needed to use it. He had no qualms about being a Roman citizen. And nor should we have any qualms about being American citizens. But, you know, and this was a hard one for me to put together. So many men have stepped into the keyboard warrior, right? Because why? Well, let's talk about that. These are the big bad boys. So you've got vaccines, right? You've got Second Amendment stuff, right? You've got abortion, which has amazingly enough come front and center yet again, right? Which is murder. I totally agree. It's murder. That's not hard to prove. It's the disassembly of the human body, sucking it out with a vacuum and selling parts, if you really want to get down to it. It's the elimination of life, okay? You've got vaccine passports, right? You've got the elimination of liberty. Are these all things that affect your spiritual life? Yeah, they do. We no longer in this country have the ability to separate church and state in the way that you would traditionally think it. When church and state was originally supposed to be separated, it was supposed to be separated in the manner in which the state never had a say in what the church was doing, because that was a problem in England. All right. It was always supposed to be that religious principles guided the state, but not that they were, that it was a law-oriented thing based on just those philosophies. It had to be talked about, it had to be conversed, okay? So now you've got all this, right? You don't have the ability to change church and state anymore. Why? Because some of you are hardcore on your guns. Some of you are hardcore against the vaccine, and some of you are hardcore for the vaccine. Some of you are for abortion and some are against. And I'll say straight up, and this is a conviction of mine, that if you agree with abortion and you think, if you believe in God and you believe in abortion, you better drop the belief in God, because you cannot believe in both. Go to your scripture. In fact, I did one about how abortion is not just a woman's problem a few podcasts ago. Go listen to it. I cover that in detail. Vaccine passports, it's totally a violation of liberty. Right. And I say elimination of liberty because this and this are not the only venues that they're trying to take that away from you. These hit us as men in our cores, our spiritual cores, and then the keyboards start flying. Right. Still on. Then the keyboards start flying. And we have to vindicate ourselves to the world. That one post, because it may go viral, may make the difference. No, it's not going to make the difference. Now, I'm also on TikTok, although I don't put that link here, but you can find me, the Sedated Man, on TikTok. That's kind of my fun channel. It's where I do some of my plum and stuff. I'll do some other stuff as well. But I recently saw a TikTok from a cop who said, stop posting your stuff. Stop saying that they'll pry my guns from my cold, dead hands. Stop saying that I'm not taking the vaccine. Stop, because they're keeping lists. Now, there are a tremendous number of you who think this is end times. I would tell you I don't think it is. Why? Because scripture is pretty clear that Christ will return like a thief in the night and that nobody will expect it. And the fact that everybody expects it right now kind of makes me not expect it. Okay. But let's go to scripture on this for just a minute, because this all ties together. I'm telling you right now that the keyboard warrior in you needs to go away. And the actionable Christian male needs to emerge. And the keyboard warrior is not necessarily a fundamental part of the strong Christian convicted male. In fact, it will tear it apart. Let's go to Matthew chapter 5. Matthew chapter 5 and verse 33. Again, you have heard that the ancients were told, you shall not make false vows, but shall fulfill your vows to the Lord. But I say to you, make no oath at all, either by heaven, for it is the throne of God, or by earth, for it is the footstool of his feet, or by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. Nor shall you make an oath by your head, for you cannot make one hair white or black. But let your statement be yes, yes, or no, no. Anything beyond these is of evil. You have heard that it was said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I say to you, do not resist an evil person. But whoever slaps you on your right cheek, turn the other to him also. If anyone wants to sue you and take your shirt, let him have your coat also. Whoever forces you to go 1 mile, go with him too. Give to him who asks and do not turn away from him who wants to borrow from you. You have heard that it is said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be sons of your Father who is in heaven. For he causes his sun to rise on the evil and the good and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. For if you love those who love you, what reward do you have? Do not even the tax collectors do the same? If you greet only your brothers, what more are you doing than others? Do not even the Gentiles do the same? Therefore, you are to be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. Now, the whole perfect talk is not something we're here to talk about today. I apologize. That will be a later one. The point here is pray for your enemies. Getting on social media and trying to nail them to the wall with their own words or things like that is not what you think it is. Now, have I gotten on and have I said things? Absolutely, I've said things. But I have a rule that I won't speak on something that I can't present a fact with. I won't speak on something I haven't researched myself. Now, what do I mean by that? Here's what I mean. I've researched the vaccine. I know exactly how it works. And I'm sorry, Forbes put out an article a year ago that says why you shouldn't research your own stuff. And basically what it was saying is because you are not an expert in that field, therefore you cannot make a determination because your opinion is already going to be skewed to the direction you would prefer to go. To a degree, I agree with that, but to another degree, that is needed in order to come to an individual educated decision. I know how the vaccine works, and I know I don't want it. Okay? I know what the argument is on abortion, and I know why I am against it, and I know why scripturally I'm against it. Vaccine passports. I know why I'm against it, and I can show why I'm against it. I have read, for those of you on the right, because I know a lot of you guys are right-leaning, and if you're not right-leaning, you're still welcome here, but a lot of people on the right don't read the literature of the left. Rules for Radicals, I've read it. The Antifa Handbook, I've read it. The Socialist Manifesto, the Communist Manifesto. Right now, I'm in the middle of the introduction to CRT, Critical Race Theory. What a joke that is. Why do I read these things and why do I look? Because I've got to be able to not only put scripture with it, but I've got to know who I'm talking to and what it is they think and believe. I can't just make needless words out into space happen because that is a waste of our time. And our time is short. I will say our time is short. Now, let me also say that just because I don't agree that it's the end times does not mean I don't think bad times are coming. The Christians in the Colosseum being torn apart by lions, they had a reason to believe it was end times, more so than we do. But it wasn't end times, it was bad times, terrible times. Feel good. So what is my point in this? Matthew 5 is tremendous. All right. We know in Romans 12 that Paul had no problem with being a citizen. We know in Acts 16:37 is where I use that. My apologies. Romans 12:10 is where it says to show preference to the brethren. Now, this doesn't say in Matthew 5, it doesn't say to not show preference. It says we can't only show preference to the brethren. If all we ever do is greet our brothers, we've done nothing. I can't begin to tell you, if you want to get on and make comments, then you have to have validity and pick your comments wisely, which means don't respond to everything. Only respond to those things which you believe the Spirit is moving you to. Now, some of you think the Spirit's moving you to move on everything. I'm telling you right now, that's not true. Be discerning. Be wise. The Spirit doesn't always, sometimes the Spirit yells, sometimes he whispers, sometimes he nudges. If indeed you're truly a Christian, I'm not going to sit here and say you all are because I can't answer that question for you. I can only make defense that I am. You know, I lose sleep over things that are going on in the world right now. I worry for my sons. I do this podcast for my sons, but I worry for their futures. I have 5 grandkids. I have 2 more grandkids on the way, which is awesome. I worry for their futures. This stuff all affects my spiritual bottom line. Some of you might think it doesn't because I have prayer. Absolutely, I have prayer, but that does not mean the Lord will not allow me to be tested. I'm enraged at what I see. Absolutely enraged. We can't make statements out of emotion alone. Emotion will get us nowhere. I mean, we feel stronger, but that's the dopamine rush. What have we really accomplished by screaming at somebody via social media, via videos, via? Here's what you need to remember, and here's what you need to be thinking about. When you get online and you're the keyboard warrior, somebody's tracking you somewhere. Well, Mike, I thought this was about spiritual things. It is. It is about spiritual things. Let me get to that. Somebody's tracking you somewhere. Somebody is keeping a list. How do I know that? I was National Guard, but I was military for 24 years. I knew a lot of comms guys, and I knew a lot of psyops guys, and I've had those discussions, all right? Somebody's tracking you. Every time you make a comment, every time you get out there, they're tracking you. Do you think that when and if they come to your door, that they're just going to send a couple guys? No. They're going to know what you have, what the potential danger is, and they're going to send as many people as they think they need to make whatever arrangements for you they need to make. You are going to have to decide what turning the other cheek looks like. Does turning the other cheek look like getting the vaccine, or does turning the other cheek, or does that cross the line? Because when we're talking about like a slap, when it says your slaps you offered him the other cheek, this is something that only affects you temporarily. This could affect you permanently, and that's a different decision. I'm not laying down law here. What I'm telling you is you've got to go to Matthew 5. You've got to figure out how this works for you. Because let me tell you what will work. Privacy. Find other Christian men who are of like mind that you can speak to directly on the phone. Find people of like mind. And keep that stuff to yourself. Keep it off of here where these things are talked about. Not my whiteboard. But keep it off of social media. Because when people are tracking you, that's where they're tracking you. Your keyboard warrior stuff is tagging you. It's not helping you. Go back to the old school where you're part of a group that nobody really knows you're part of. You tell people you go to church, some people look at you sideways like, who goes to church anymore? That's a good thing. Let them think that. Because they'll ignore you. As a side note, I find it very, very interesting that we're pushing science here, when in fact, and then they say that we who believe in God, we reject science. Nah, God invented science. And God is provable, I might add, by science. So they will not, they absolutely refuse to look at the science, but they want to push these parts of science, right? Yes, it's backwards logic. Yes, it should enrage you. Yes, you should be angry. And yes, you should be doing something, but not keyboard warrior stuff. What are you doing locally? What are you doing trying to find people of like mind? What are you teaching your kids by getting on Facebook or getting on TikTok or getting on Instagram or getting on, take your pick. What are you teaching your children that you can scream at everybody through a screen? And when they come to your door after you've been screaming because they've been tracking all your comments on all this crap, they will have you set right there. Now, what do I mean by that? I mean that you'll fold. Because there is a huge difference when it's right here as compared to when it's out there. When it comes to your door and all you've been doing is yelling through a screen, your spiritual side will crumble because the keyboard warrior does not support your spiritual side. It disassembles it. It reteaches you that being a key, it reteaches you that your spiritual side is stronger than it really is. That by saying these things, you are becoming strong. You're not. You're weakening yourself by taking a channel that does not give accountability. Accountability happens here when they show up. And you fold because you've taken no time to be in the Word. You've taken no time to be around those who are like-minded. And all you've done is scream through a screen. Is every guy like this? No. Some of you know what I'm talking about. Look, the purpose of this podcast is to empower men to be strong in their families, their congregations, and their communities. And then in the time since I've started this podcast to now, that has tremendously changed, more so than I ever thought I would see in my lifetime. And now that we can't separate it, we have to talk about it. Are bad times coming? I don't know. My opinion? Yeah. But that's my opinion. My opinion. My other opinion is, if you take the time to prepare, not prep, worst thing that happens is you've got some extra stuff left over when things go right. We must teach our kids better. We must show our spouses more of us that is in the here and now, that's strong. And we must take our rage, bring it in, and turn that into spiritual energy. Righteous anger, not just anger. Do what you can about these things on your local levels. That's where it matters. Leave the rest for the idiots to worry about. So hopefully you understand my point here. Salvation series. Yes, the keyboard warrior is costing a lot of salvation. It's costing a lot of spiritual time, and it's tearing down the spiritual man. Get rid of the keyboard warrior. Build the spiritual warrior. Get back in the dirt. Get your kids back in the dirt. Get your wife back in the dirt with you. And start doing the things that matter. And then one day, when it's your turn to step up, you'll be strong enough because you've held accountability right here and not out there. You guys have a great day. And I'll continue to pray for you often. Baker out.
Thanks for listening to The Sedated Man, bringing Christian men back to power in their homes, congregations, and communities. We'll see you next time.